dominoes, and five big words. Most all of us have seen dominoes arranged to stand upright, one behind the other, and then someone taps the first domino and a chain reaction of falling dominoes occurs. Sometimes the dominoes are arranged where they can fall into an intricate design. Such is the case of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It reads, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." In this one verse, we see five words that are foundational, central, and key to the Christian faith. The words are, number one, redemption. Number two, blood. Number three, forgiveness. Number four, sin. And then number five, grace. Although these words can be read easily, the amount of truth that they contain within them is huge. One could say they are five big words. Let us consider why this is. First, so important are these words that if it were possible to omit either one of them from the Bible, we would be left with no Bible at all. Secondly, the unfolding of these words begins in Genesis, continues through the Old Testament, comes to a head at Calvary, are mentioned throughout the epistles, and are either directly spoken about or alluded to in the book of Revelation. These are indeed big words, huge in their theological significance. At any true worship service, each one of these words will be either spoken of or sung about in some way. Now let us recall to mind the illustration of the dominoes in relation to these five big words. Sin stands as the domino that resulted in the need for the other words. If there had been no sin, there would have been no need for grace, the grace of God. Furthermore, blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, would have not needed to have been shed. And if the blood of Jesus Christ had not been shed, there would have been no basis for redemption and forgiveness of sin. We all know that the sin of Adam, as federal head and progenitor of the human race, ushered in all of the trials and troubles of this present world. But praise be unto God that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The intricate arrangement of these spiritual dominoes brilliantly show forth a design that only God could have created. The only reasonable response is the same as that of the Apostle Paul, to give unto God an offering of praise. Paul blessed God because God had blessed him. We too offer praises and thanksgiving because God has made us joyful and prospered us with spiritual blessings that will last for eternity. Everyone knows about sin. May we, as Jesus' disciples, be busy about sharing the good news of redemption, blood, forgiveness, and grace. Everyone should experience the wonders of these five big words. This is Velma Sanders, and this article was first published in the Omaha Star, December the 10th, 2021.